Welcome to the School Communication Scoop by School Webmasters. Today's topic is about how to use your school website to hire top quality staff. Hi, I'm Bonnie Leedy, School Webmasters CEO. Thanks for joining us today, and if you know someone who might benefit from our topic, I hope you'll forward along a link to our podcast. Your school website is charged with serving many functions, particularly that of providing information to prospective and current parents of children in the grades your school serves. But another important role is to recruit quality staff. When you are looking for qualified teachers, for example, you want to find teachers who appreciate and seek to work in a school with your values and services. Evidence shows that one of the steps job seekers will do when they learn of your job openings is to visit your school website to get a feel for what your school offers. They are looking for examples of what your school values, what your students aspire to, and what's in it for them. Does your school site provide that? You can begin by simply making sure you post jobs on your school website. Include both your classified and certified positions. The job postings should be easy to access from your homepage, and each posting on your site should include a job description that describes what values your school desires this person to fulfill. Teacher website recruitment is an affordable and effective way for school districts to not only find quality applicants, but to attract those with personal goals that support those of your school. As an example, your school might include having every child reach their highest potential. So your school would desire to hire qualified candidates who also value that goal. By including job-appropriate values in your job postings, you are more likely to attract candidates whose education and personal goals match your school's mission. With a bit of thought, this can be applied to every job posting. Some schools on their job boards call this area of the job descriptions the personal attributes, which defines what they are looking for. Be sure to include personnel aspects that reflect values that support your school's mission and goals. Oh, and don't forget to include links to teacher job sites where you've posted your openings on your social media. Make it easy for parents in your district's schools to share open job positions with their family and their friends who might be interested. We also recommend that school websites, particularly district websites, include an area for human resources, where they post job boards or open positions with attached job descriptions. Include an area that describes what your schools value, along with your mission statement and goals. Provide evidence that these goals aren't simply nice-sounding words painted on the wall by the office, but are successfully applied by including testimonials from students and staff. Along with those teaching positions, include testimonials. For example, if your mission is to provide students an education that prepares them for success in society, interview alumni and have them tell you how the education they received from your staff helped them succeed in their career goals. Include these testimonials throughout your site, but especially within open job postings, to validate that your mission and goals are more than just talk, but they're lived by your staff. If you are targeting recent college graduates, include descriptions to assure them that they will be mentored and given career advice from experienced staff to help them succeed and positively impact their students' futures. And, of course, you need to make it simple. Make the process of applying for a job in your school or district a simple one by putting everything online. Let them post resumes as an attachment. Create an application that can be completed online. Let them upload recommendations or other application requirements right from your district and school websites. You can use online programs that streamline the application process, making it simple for the applicant and the HR staff. But if you are a smaller school with an even smaller budget, you can still put everything online through your school website, making the whole process simple for job seekers as well. Some of the online requirements that you may want to include are eligibility requirements by job, teacher or job experience, requirement documentation, education, certification, licensing or degree requirements, a resume and cover letter, copies of their transcripts, and a letter of recommendation. Give job seekers the answers they need regarding your hiring process, and this may include answering questions that they might ask, like, how long will I wait to hear if I'm being considered? What is your interview hiring process like? If I'm out of state, will you consider an online interview? What state or other requirements apply to this job? What benefits, if any, are included in this job? And what career advancement opportunities are there in your school or schools? Look long and hard at the areas of your school's websites that will be visited by prospective staff. Do they reflect the types of values for which you are trying to hire? Do you provide examples of these values in the action, in the staff, and the students, and even the community? If not, upgrade the site content to better represent your highest goals for your recruiting and hiring processes. Finally, expand your reach by getting your jobs posted on job search sites, job boards, and teaching job sites. For classified positions or part-time roles, consider classified ads in both online and print publications locally. On your human resources pages, include links to job search companies where you can regularly post your teaching jobs. Beyond job descriptions and pay scales, potential staff is concerned about the working culture they will immerse themselves in for most of the day. In fact, a survey done in 2019 by Glassdoor shows that 56% of working adults say that a strong workplace culture is more important to them than their salary. 77% of those surveyed said they would consider the culture before they would even apply for a job. I would guess that if this survey were done by those in the education sector, these numbers would be even higher. How can you reflect your school's culture to recruit staff? Basically, it boils down to marketing your staff, students, successes, programs, and activities. It also includes keeping your school website current and informative. So here are a few tips. Highlight existing school staff regularly. Does your staff know your school's mission? Do they regularly try to implement these education goals into their jobs daily or weekly? If so, how? Can they share examples of how they do that? These examples can be wonderful stories to turn into brief video testimonials for your human resources page and for information to share with prospective staff during the recruitment phase. Using your website as a repository for these glimpses into the stories of your staff is a cost-effective human resource tool that will help in recruiting efforts as well as invaluable for staff morale. Consider video interviews, written or video testimonials, photos, and site reviews that reflect successful staff experiences and the education programs they are proud of. Don't forget about those alumni either. You are likely to have community members who have gone on to fulfill the dreams that began while they attended your school. Gather that information in stories and share them as testimonials on your site and in your recruitment marketing materials. We're all looking for great teachers and staff, right? The trick is to stand out from the crowd so that those talented and dedicated folks choose your school or schools over all others who are recruiting. And trust us, everyone is currently recruiting. Create internal processes where new employees are mentored and welcomed into your school culture warmly. Add a section on your intranet or a secured employee site where new staff can become familiar with how things are done at your school. Your teachers should access your intranet site daily to find things such as announcements, scheduled functions, success stories, and honored and valued traditions. And be sure to use it as a place to highlight and introduce staff on a regular basis and to support all of your school's employees. Of course, as always, if you need some help, just reach out to School Webmasters. When you need help with developing a website and social media to put all of these ideas into practice, we've got your back. So call us at 888-750-4556 and talk to Jim Leedy, and you can learn more about how we can help. So thanks for joining us here at the School Communication Scoop. We hope you'll come back soon to get more helpful tips on how to improve your school communication efforts, which include managing your website and social media, increasing enrollment and community support, and strengthening your school's brand and reputation. For more tips, please subscribe to our blog at www.schoolwebmasters.com/blog. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of the week.